Hey, Tracy.
Hey, you're good timing. I just grabbed the phone.
How are you? This is Zach.
Yeah, it's been a mess, I'll tell you.
What's going on?
Truck junk, everything trying to happen all at once. We're switching over, getting our own authority, and dealing with the state and the feds, and I'm not used to doing all that good stuff yet, and I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, I'm sure dealing with the feds is like hurry up and wait type deal.
Yeah, and then when they want stuff, it's you hurry up and they'll wait.
Yeah, and we're not going to wait.
Yeah. Now what we got going on is I was at the last place I worked at. I've been with them for almost 14 years, about 13 and a half, somewhere in that area. And the plant I've been pulling out of for the last 3 years made me an offer here back in June. Excuse me. And he told me if I went and got my own authority and trailer and insurance and all that good garbage that I could haul directly.
Okay.
Excuse me. For them. And it comes out to about somewhere another $1,000 a week. $1,200, maybe a little more, just depends. I mean, you know how it works; it all fluctuates. So
right. So are you looking? I guess for a now cash infusion of sorts. To are you looking to bring on the extra trailer? Or do you already have the trailer?
I have the trailer. What I was really wanting to do is consolidate some stuff. I do have two capital or working capital things. I've got one just about paid off, and the other one down to like 11.
Okay. What, do you know what those two companies were and the balances by chance?
Ken Capital, let's see, I've deducted out for September, so it should be down to right around $6,000 on it, and the other one's Headway Capital, and it's, I can tell you here, maybe. I can work this phone until I need to.
With the Can Capital, is that are they doing a daily draw from your account or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Headway is, come on phone, $11,560.57.
Okay. How much were you looking to bring on?
Whatever you'll do.
Just the maximum amount. Okay, no problem there. And then, so this is it's basically you got a startup company coming aboard, correct?
Pardon me?
So it's basically it's you're wanting to start a new business.
Well, I already am a business. I've been an owner operator since '96, and we went out the rest of the way. We LLC'd in February 4th of 13.
Okay.
And then we just now went ahead and the rest of the way with the authority and all that stuff. Like I said, I've been leased on to this other company for 13 and a half years, something like that, I guess.
Nice. Okay. So it sounds like you're familiar with working capital. Ours is based off of the sales from the year previous. Do you know what you did in sales last year? And then I could actually give you a ballpark of what we could potentially make available for you.
Yeah, I grossed $116,000 last year. Last year's kind of a sucky year. Had some breakdowns, you know, all that kind of good junk.
Right. Okay. So based upon that, we could probably do anywhere from maybe $15,000 to $25,000 if that could help the cause.
Yeah, that would help. What I would like to do is wipe out them other ones and have some left over. That would be great, and have one payment.
Net the remaining balance for operational costs, or whatever else you might incur with this new project.
Yeah, just something to kind of float by on until we get back up and get on our feet and get going and all that junk, which isn't going to be long. I'm just waiting on the state to get around to get my plates, and so whenever they get done screwing around, I can get to work.
Okay. You know, we would need just a couple other items to take a look at to see what we can make available for you. We do have the working capital application, and I've already pulled the SOS for the business. So we would just need to look at 6 months of business bank statements and the first two pages of your tax return. The bank statements to verify cash flow, and then the first two pages of the tax return just to show your gross sales for last year. And then, you know, we could have some feedback for you in typically 24 hours.
Okay, are you needing a scheduled C part or just the first two pages?
Just the first two pages, again, just to verify the sales for the business for that previous year.
Okay.
If you like, I could shoot you an email just with a list of those other documents.
Okay.
What's a good email address for you?
It's shadow, JDB, like John Deere boy.
Okay.
35 at Yahoo.
35 at Yahoo. Perfect. Okay. What I can do, I'll just put those other couple items that we need and shoot that over to you. As quickly as you get those back, I can just start going to work for you and wrap up your file and get some feedback for you. Now, is there an immediate need, or are you just kind of in the preliminary stages, shopping around to see what's available, or?
If you could get up or towards that last mark there, I'd do it whenever you could.
Okay. All righty. We just need those last couple documents. Let me put that email together for you. I'll have it out to you in 10 minutes. My direct dial will be on there as well, so if you have any questions, you can always reach out
to
me.
As well as your fax. Just fax that stuff back to you.
Sure. Fax or email, whatever is more convenient for you. Okay.
Well, it'd be safer if I faxed it.
Okay. Tracy, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking today. Did you have any further questions for me regarding our programs or any of that good stuff?
No, we'll see what we can do on here, and we can go from there. And like I said, I'd like to get them other ones wiped out in a little bit, into one paint. Now, do you do a daily deal, or is it weekly or monthly, or how do you?
There's three options there. It's just a matter of what underwriting comes up with as far as our offers are concerned, if it's going to be daily, weekly, or monthly. Typically, first
I guess it isn't going to make any difference if it's a daily or whatever, because I'll just do it like I do Can Capital. It's a daily draw. I just figure out what it comes out to for the month, and I just
have that
in there. And then I don't worry about it. So I just make a monthly payment out of it. So.
Yeah, okay. And basically, those are just micropayments for, a monthly payment. So typically, it would be a daily draw, just to be upfront with you. I don't want to give you false information or mislead you in any way.
No, that's fine. Like I said, it comes out the same way, so.
Right, okay.
Tomato, tomorrow to me.
Right on. Okay. Well, Tracy, I'm going to get this email out to you. And did you want me to follow up with you tomorrow or give you a day or two to gather that information, or?
We can check tomorrow. We're between doctor's visits and working on the truck, getting everything, trying to get everything lined up here and stuff. So we'll keep playing phone tag if we have to.
Okay. Or do you want to just potentially maybe set a time tomorrow, or should I try around this time? Would this be advantageous?
Are you central time, or what time are you on?
Pacific Standard. So it is 10:15 right now here.
Yeah, it's lunchtime here. So, this would be a good time here right around noon, so.
Perfect. I will put that in my calendar, and then I'll reach out to you tomorrow right around that time, and then I'm going to shoot that email over to you in about 5 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, it was good to talk with you, Tracy, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.